is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi there, good morning. This is me, Mangalam Malu from CNBC TV 18, telling you all that you need to know for trade ahead of this Wednesday session. Well, for starters, yesterday was a good day of trade for the Nifty, as well as the Sensex. Mid-caps really outperformed, and the Nifty Bank, all the Nifty Bank constituents ended in the green. We posted the best day in terms of an intraday gain in a month for the Sensex, 2 months for the Nifty and the Nifty Bank, and 3 months for the mid-cap index. While India outperformed the global peers yesterday, the interesting part was the Nifty once again failed to hold above that 11,000 mark. And that's because at every level, there is a lot of supply coming in from the FIIs. They have been selling relentlessly in the cash market, and yesterday was no different. A near 2,100 crore worth sale that we saw. In fact, over the last four trading sessions, the FIIs have sold nearly $1 billion worth in the cash market. Overnight, we saw the global markets recover. Important to see how much of that has been factored in already, given the fact that Dow futures did recover 600 points from the lows in the morning itself while we were trading. The Asian markets today are largely lower. The SGX Nifty indicates a muted start, but it will be interesting to see whether we trade in that range of 10,800 to 11,000 as we did yesterday, or we break out of it. The FIIs, they sold in index futures yesterday yet again. And this time around, while the sale was lower than previous few days, it'll be interesting to see how the street takes this, given the fact that the FIIs are already 74% short on index futures. Yesterday, there was also a purchase on both calls as well as puts, playing for either side of the markets. And that's primarily because the key cue today will be the RBI policy meet. While the street has factored in a 25 basis points rate cut already, the big question will be, can RBI go ahead? Can Shakti Kanta Das go ahead and surprise with a larger rate cut? Stocks to watch out for today. Tata Steel reports their numbers. But before that, yesterday, the company terminated agreement with HBIS Group to divest majority stake in their Southeast Asian business. Why is that important? Because this deal would have helped them reduce their net debt by close to $500 million. And now that's kicked down the road. We have Titan. The results were in line, but the management sounded slightly cautious in its commentary in the earnings call. They have said that the environment is not conducive to meet their 22% jewelry growth guidance, at least in the first half, while they will aspire for 20% growth in the second half. As a result of which, brokerages have lowered their target price. CS, for instance, has cut its target price from 1250 on Titan to about 1050. Hindalco is another stock. I expect that to be in the green because Novelis, its subsidiary, reported a good set of numbers. The adjusted EBITDA per ton has come in at nearly $450 per ton, while US EBITDA is closer to the $590 per ton mark, higher by 35%. IT stocks will be in focus as well, as the rupee has been weakening. Yesterday too ended at 70.81 versus the dollar, and this compares with 70.74, which was the previous trading session. India Bulls Housing Finance, the gross NPA came in at 1662 crores, which is higher by almost 57% quarter on quarter. So asset quality worsens. LVB continues to post a net loss. DHFL posted its biggest one-day gain yesterday, but then the news came in that the company is defaulted on interest and principal payments due on August 5th and 6th, and this was worth a paltry sum of 43 crores. REC reported an operationally weak set. JK Lakshmi, on the other hand, reported a good set as far as margins are concerned, near 600 basis points jump in their EBITDA margins at 16.3% versus 10.2%. GSFC, the net profit declined by 40%. Not a good set. Expect that stock to be in the red. And another stock which may perhaps be in the red is Avenue Supermart, as the promoter, RK Damani, has announced that they will sell 1% stake in the open market between August 8th and September 14th. So fear of some supply coming in to meet the minimum public shareholding norms. You have a good day. That was me, Mangalam Malu, talking about the Market Buzz podcast on CNBC TV 18 in association with the Bombay Stock Exchange, which is Asia's largest and oldest stock exchange.